from the sound of where I am that I am at a swimming pool. We're here at Knaresborough Swimming Pool because we are meeting some incredible swimmers. And to talk to us about it, I have Richard Heselton. Hello, Richard.
Hello there.
So tell me, what is it that I've come along to today?
Well, this is our disability squad that trains three times a week. So we take all kinds of disabilities and we train them up for competitive swimming.
And so you've got how many children here tonight?
We'll have 15 hopefully tonight. We've got 17 overall in the squad.
And how old are those children?
They range from 8 upwards.
Okay. And so what's your role then? What are you helping these 8 and upwards do?
So I'm the coach, which means I deliver training and technique with a technique focus. We focus on getting them to competitions. Some of them have reached national and international standard.
I presume that it's very different then, isn't it? Person to person, what they're doing, what competitions they're entering. How does all that work?
It is different. It's a unique approach. It depends on disability as well, because everybody presents in a different way. Mm-hmm. So it's a very individualistic approach. We have to have a team. I have a team around me that help out as well. And then as for competitions, we go as a group and just support from there. They race together, but they're categorised, and then they do some working out and it makes sense.
Now, I have some of the people here who are swimming. Would you like to introduce yourself first? Tell us your name and how old you are.
I'm Emily Holder and I am 12 years old. So I have cerebral palsy or hemiplegia, which is a right sided disability that affects my right arm and my right leg, and I do all strokes, fly, full crawl, backstroke and breaststroke, but my breaststroke is not my best.
It's not your best. What is your best?
Front crawl.
Front crawl. Now, what was it that made you love swimming?
Well, I feel free because I don't have the gravity making me fall over a lot.
Does it feel different when you're walking on land to swimming in the water?
Yeah, it feels like I'm almost, well, I'm lopsided because my legs are two different lengths, so I walk really lopsided, and then when I'm in the pool I feel like I'm even and I just swim and it's like I'm free.
How many times a week do you train?
Three times, Monday, Friday and Sunday.
And what do you do competition-wise?
I tend to do front crawl and backstroke, but one of my competitions this month I did breaststroke.
Well done. And we'll come over to you. What's your name and how old are you?
Nathan Dallaston and I'm 13. Well, I have a disease called Charcot-Marie tooth, which affects below my knees and below my elbows. So I'm weak on like the ends of my arms and legs. So it affects my balance and strength and like gripping my arms.
So what swimming is it that you do?
Front crawl and backstroke, breaststroke and butterfly.
So have you got a favourite?
Front crawl and backstroke.
And what is it about swimming that you like?
Like, because when you're on land, it just like stops you. Because like, I have things in my legs, it's called splints, to like hold my feet in place so I can walk. Whereas when I'm in water, I don't have to wear them and I just feel like I can just go. Nothing's stopping me.
What would you say if there's somebody maybe a similar age to you or a little bit younger who has got a similar disability to yours and they were wondering whether to give swimming a go or not?
I'd definitely give it a go because they enjoy it.
Now, I'll come back to you, Richard. There is a particular event that is happening this month at the Harrogate Hydro with some pretty special guests.
So next Saturday, Charlotte Henshaw and Matt Walker. They're both Paralympic swimmers and have both won multiple medals at the Paralympics.
So what opportunities are there with regards to these two coming to visit? Potential opportunities for other children in the area who might have a disability?
It's open for those under 18 with a disability. Do a meet and greet and talk to the individuals and also get an opportunity to swim alongside with a variety of adaptive techniques for whatever we need.
If people want to get a bit more information either about what you're doing here in Knaresborough or what goes on at the Harrogate Hydro, where can they go for a bit of info?
It's on harrogate.gov website and you just need to search disability and swimming.
Now I've found a few more swimmers lurking around. Do you want to tell me what your name is?
I'm Tracy Barrett. I'm a deaf swimmer. I compete as a deaf swimmer. Sometimes compete against my own time. Sometimes I don't get a medal, but I have a go.
And what's it like coming to train and do the competition?
We try and beat our own time in our training.
So it'll give us like sets what to do and you've got to try and beat that time so you're getting much faster at it.
What's your name?
Mark Bodden. I've got ADHD, so learning difficulties and that.
And why does swimming help?
To be with other people.
To be with other people. It's like I swim for Special Olympics, City of York and that, and I train every Sunday.
That's dedication, that, isn't it? And should we come and talk to you? What's your name?
Will.
Will, and how old are you, Will?
14.
And what is it that you do here?
Swim good.
What kind of swimming do you do?
Funk roll.
Is that your favourite?
Yeah.
And what would you say if there was somebody similar to you, Will, who was wondering whether to give swimming a try? Would you think that they should give it a go?
Yeah.
So, do you want to tell me your name and how old you are?
Kurt Kuroh.
And what swimming is it that you do?
A loss with a game. A swim.
Have you got a favourite stroke?
Yeah.
Breaststroke, front crawl?
Front crawl.
Front crawl. Why do you like that one?
I'm best.
To your best. And what is it about swimming here that you like so much? Have you got good friends here?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's Richard the coach like?
The best of all.
The best of all. Yeah, you heard that. Thank you very much. Would you like a little go?
Yes.
Yeah? What's your name?
William Lake.
William, and what's your favourite stroke at swimming?
Back row.
Back crawl?
Yes.
Nobody said back crawl yet. That's not normally people's favourite.
Butterfly.
You like butterfly as well,
yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when you decided that you loved swimming? I bet it was a long time ago, wasn't it? Were you really little when you decided you liked it?
I told you, you were bigger.
You were bigger then?
Yeah.
What would you say to somebody if they weren't sure whether they were going to like swimming or not?
I'm going to go on and get today.
Go on and do it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Thank you very much, William.
Thank you.
Okay, and do you want to tell me your name and tell me how old you are?
My name's Jenny, I'm 18. So I have a spinal cord injury from the chest down, which means I'm paralysed from the chest down, so I can't move my legs. So the swimming I do here is all with my arms. It's just building up strength for my muscles and trying to get as fast as I can at the strokes that I do.
And what are the strokes that you do?
I swim all the strokes. I'm not very good at front crawl. I find it hard to get my arms over my head. But my fastest is probably backstroke and butterfly at the moment.
And can you remember when you discovered your love for this swimming?
Well, even before my accident in 2014, I swam regularly with school. And after my accident, I wanted to get back into swimming because I knew that it was still a possibility despite not having the movement in my legs. When I was in hospital, I did some rehabilitation swimming that was only in a hydrotherapy pool. And then a friend put me in touch with Richard, and from there we just progressed on, really. At first I was only swimming half an hour in sessions, and then I worked up to 45 minutes to an hour, and now I swim twice a week for an hour each time.
And what would you say to somebody else? If someone else had a similar experience to you and they wondered whether to give this a go or not, what would you say to those people?
I would say it's important that you find a sport that you love, and for me that has always been swimming. And Rich is a great coach. He's got some great people helping him. All the people here are so friendly. It's a great environment to swim in and to find your limits and work to push them.
Jenny, thank you very much. I'll let you crack on with your training, and best of luck with the next race. Thank you.
Thank you.